harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down.
Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Let me start off. I ran out of time on something the first hour, so I'll double up this hour telling you about the Texas Tree Farm. Texas Tree Farm is a company that has done something pretty remarkable, and that is gotten into business being totally organic. And if it sounds like, well, I'm sure there's other tree companies that are totally organic out there. Well, there may be, but I don't know any of them. What this one has done is very, very important. It's Texas Tree Farms. They're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They're in Waxahachie. You can get more information by going to their website, which is texastreefarms.com. And they're down there off of, on 287. And they specialize in trees, but they also have shrubs and other vines and other plants. They have all the organic products that we recommend. They do the work. They'll do the sick tree treatment. They will do things like move trees, small trees up to very large trees. And they can help you with all kinds of organic consultation. Gift cards are available at the site, and for every $100 spent, they're giving $5 to the nonprofit. Our nonprofit called Texas Organic Research Center. It's Texas Tree Farms in Waxahachie. Again, the website is texastreefarms.com. And let's see. Well, we're going to catch up with some calls, and then we'll catch up on a few other things as well. Richard was with me talking about the Leyland cypress. Are you still there, Richard?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, the Leyland cypress is a beautiful tree, but it just does have that, it has a little bit of a flaw. You're probably a little bit... you can handle it a little bit easier than we can. I think here where we have real hot, humid weather, hotter than you do, it can flash and we can lose the plants quicker than you have there. But when you have bagworms, it's a dead giveaway that the tree is in stress and you may have it moving into the disease problems later on. So what we want to do, we want to go down to the base of the tree where the tree's coming out of the ground and take... very gently take hard tools and rough up the soil right at the base of the tree and then take a blower or brushes. I use a electric blower, and after roughing up the soil, I just blow the soil away. And what you want to do is get down to where the flare of the tree is moving outward. In other words, the trunk's not coming straight out of the ground. And without even seeing, you can send me pictures of it, but without even seeing the plants, I'm pretty sure that's what you're dealing with. And here's the reason. People that grow Leyland cypress and other trees, too, have the trees chronically too deep in the containers and in the ball and burlap situations before they're planted. So the homeowner or the contractor plants the tree about at that same level, and that means that it's too starts off a little bit too deep in the ground, and then mulch is added or there's a little settling and it gets deeper and deeper. So eliminating that situation, getting the flare exposed, even if it leaves a dished shape at the base of the tree, there's nothing you can do that will do more good to get rid of those bagworms. Now, the bagworms that are hanging on the plant, you can't do anything about them other than just pull them off and crush them. There's no spray of any kind, toxic or organic, that will do anything to the bagworms once they're hanging on the tree. All we can do is affect the young females, the female insect, when she's crawling around in the spring feeding on the leaves before she ties that bag to the tree and it hangs down. You see what I mean? At the time she's crawling around, and you can see her. There's photographs in my Texas bug book and on dirtdoctor.com that shows what that looks like. It looks like a little teepee. The bag is, instead of hanging, it's upright on the leaf, and it's moving around. And that's the female. That's the young female in that partially completed bag, and she's moving around, and she's actually eating tissue out of the plant. At that point, that'll be in the spring. At that point, you can kill her, that damage that's going on right then, with either BT, one of the BT products like Dipel or Thuricide, or you can use one of the spinosad products. But to keep it from coming back year after year and continuing to be a problem, we want to expose the flare and apply this sick tree treatment that I was talking about earlier in the show. And then you can actually get it under control, and those beautiful soft evergreens, Leyland cypress, will be good for you for a long time.
One other quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use, this is going to sound strange, did you ever use water glass as a supplement in a spray, a water glass of 1%? I've been using that for years, and I can't get our agriculture place to run a test on it. Water glass is a water-soluble silicone, and I find it sticks. I mean, I've been using a mild, like a 7, a mild insecticide on my ornamental flowers and stuff. Uh-huh. And I find this darn stuff will last all season. Go one spray.
Okay, water-soluble silicone. It's called water glass. You've just taught me something. I'm not familiar with it.
Yes, I've been experimenting with it for years, and I find even a mild poison spray, a 7, say, you can put it on your tomato plants just before they flower, and that is it. You'll have no bugs till fall.
Well, I'm interested in it. It sounds good to use on control. I think if you do the sick tree treatment that I talked about there for your Leyland cypress, you won't have to be spraying anymore. I do want to learn more about this product. I will have to tell you that 7 is not anywhere nearly as safe as a lot of people think. It's a very dangerous chemical, and I wouldn't recommend you using it either. And you don't have to. There's plenty of organic things that will kill orange oil and various things that we recommend to talk about here. But 7 is a chemical called carbaryl, and it was the active ingredient in it is what killed several thousand people in India years ago. And I know a lot about that because my father-in-law worked for Union Carbide, which is where it happened. So...
Could you run a test on this water glass? Because, like I said, I can use it in. It's got so many uses. They say that they used to ship the eggs, fresh eggs to the soldiers in World War I. They put them in barrels of water glass, and they say a egg will keep forever.
Hmm.
In this compound.
Well, I wonder why we've heard so little about it the last few years. Maybe because it takes the place of some of the toxic chemistry that's being sold.
Yes, yes. Well, like I say, I wish you'd run tests on it and it let me know. Because, like I said, I've been getting wonderful results with it. A wonderful result.
Oh, that's great. Where do you get it?
Well, I get it from Farm Supply. It's made by Rutland. Rutland in I don't know whether it's a chemical company or not. It's called Water Glass, and it's treated, we're treating cement floors and several things that carbon.
It actually creates a film that stays on the plant. Is that what it's doing?
It dries. You put it on the plant, like I say, 1%. And I tell you what, it's strange. My sprayer I had last spring, I had my hand sprayer. My hand sprayer put it up and it exploded.
You're really breaking up there, Richard. Let me talk to you off the air for a second, if I could, because I'm going to have to run on. I'll get back with you in just a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Don, you'll be next when I come back right after this.
Can you be younger and stronger for longer? Is it possible to activate your body's own internal repair system? Yes, it is, and you can do it just as I did with Infinity Matrix. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. That's 800-341-2650. Looking and feeling younger never gets old. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Have you heard that the Old Farmer's Almanac says that we may have the coldest winter that we've had in years? So how do we get ready? Well, one thing is to put the Freeze Miser on all of your outdoor hydrants. No batteries or electricity, just some incredible technology that senses when the water in the lines fall below 37 degrees and then releases the exact amount of water that it needs. Ask for it by name at your favorite nursery, hardware, farm and ranch store, or log in to freezemiser.com. It's the Freeze Miser, and it works.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
Topsoil deficient in minerals cannot produce nutritionally rich foods. That's one reason the world is sick. Immuno 150, a nutritional supplement containing 70 minerals and 80 other nutrients, can help circumvent that problem. To order, visit immuno150.com/topsoil or call 888-497-4535. That is 888-497-4535.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All right, let me talk to Don first because he's been holding a long time, and then I'll get back to some of the things that Richard and I were talking about off the air about that water glass product. Don in Midlothian, what can I do for you?
Morning, Howard. Good to talk to you.
Same here.
I'm actually calling for my daughter, whose lawn service suggested that they prune her rose bushes and crepe myrtle, and I thought that was a bit too early right now. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think pruning the roses, if they need to be pruned, if you have the hybrid roses and you want to encourage as many big flowers as possible and all that, if you're into that, and it's a good time to do it. If they're old roses, on their own roots and everything, I tend to just do a very little amount of tip pruning just to shape the plants up. And you can do that right now or pretty much any time you want to do it.
And the crepe myrtle?
Well, the crepe myrtle depends on what you're talking about. I don't recommend, heavy pruning on crepe myrtle really at all. I think the natural shape of the crepe myrtle is good. If you have some crossing limbs and some basal sprouts that are coming up and things that need to be tidied up, I would do that. But I'm a big fan of even leaving the seed pods on the exterior of the canopy and leaving as much as possible the natural shape of crepe myrtles. So it's okay to do it right now, any pruning you need to do, but I would do a very minor amount of it on the crepe myrtles.
Okay, one other question. I've got a red oak tree that's just loaded with galls.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a danger to the tree?
Well, yes and no. When you have a few galls here and there, it's cosmetic, not a big deal. Some trees are going to have a few galls here and there. Most trees do. If it's a heavy infestation, it's a dead giveaway, just like the bagworms I was talking about earlier with Richard. That's a dead giveaway that the tree's in severe stress or they, the bagworms, I mean, the galls wouldn't be there, in this case, galls. What I've done, I've got a video on DirtDoctor.com of showing me expose the base of a little lacy oak in our the front yard of our office. And after I exposed the base, it was a tree I planted. I planted it myself thinking I had the flare exposed enough, and I didn't. Once I exposed the flare really dramatically, the galls just went away.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll work on the flare a little bit, but, you know, I noticed the galls here and there, you know, during the season, but once the tree dropped its leaves, there was probably, I'd say, 6, 8, maybe 10 of those little balls up in the tree.
What kind of galls are they, the hard, dark gray or black ones, or are they fuzzy galls?
No, the little balls are kind of tan when they drop.
Okay.
And they don't get more than a couple of inches big, so.
Well, that's a sign of stress, no question about it. So do the sick tree treatment, and the most important part is getting that flare exposed. And even if it looks like the base of the plant is flaring out a little bit, go ahead and do it more dramatically. A lot of times when you do that, you'll run into some circling and girdling roots that are cutting into the tree at the base. And that can be a culprit. And if you run into those, you cut them away just like cutting a limb off the top of a tree. Doesn't hurt at all. In fact, just the opposite.
Right. Okay. Very good.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Bye now.
And the number to be with me, and you can jump on here right straight away, is 866-444-3478. I was talking to Richard, a little bit more about this thing he brought up, this water glass, and he mentioned something that was kind of interesting, caught my attention. He said he had it in a container and it blew up for some reason, which, you know, makes you scratch your head on that. But he said it blew onto the car, and he said later on, months later or a year later, that the stuff was still, you know, stuck on the car. And I said, well, you know, even if it does help plants, spraying something on foliage that's going to stay on the foliage is going to interfere with the breathing of the plant. And he said, no, it's never been a problem. And I said, well, it is a problem because the plant tissue has to be healthy. It has to breathe. The stomata have to function. The plant tissue in general has to breathe. And when you coat it with something, I'm going to look into it. I told him I would, and I'm very interested in this. I'm surprised I haven't run into it before. If you missed it, it's called water glass. It's a soluble silicon that he's talking about, and it may have some really great advantages. He said he's tried to get some experimentation going with local extension people, and they're not interested. I'll definitely look into it and see what else I can find out about it. Anybody else with any information, please let us know out there. Once again, if you missed it, I want to tell you about the Texas Tree Farm. Texas Tree Farm is a company that can help you with these things that keep coming up on the show today. If you have trees that are in stress, they can do the sick tree treatment for you. When they plant the trees, they're going to plant trees that have the flares exposed, and they're going to plant the trees with the flares very dramatically exposed for you. They can sell you all the products that I talk about, from Garrett juice through azomite and everything in between. They can help you with all kinds of plants besides trees, but they really specialize in trees. It's Texas Tree Farms. They're in Waxahachie, down south of Dallas. And the telephone number is 214-450-5105. The website is TexasTreeFarms.com.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's DirtDoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. That telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's go to East Market, Maryland, and talk to Blake. Hello, Blake.
Yeah, hi there, and good morning. And I have some Concord grapes that I planted 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
And they're in a straight line. And for whatever reason, a couple of years ago, they started to have just a lot of growth and hardly any grapes. And then I was reading that a very good friend of mine who has a wonderful garden, unbeknownst to me, he came by and a couple of years ago, and he put down some chicken poop for me for my grapevine. And I was reading that over-fertilizing could cause a lot of growth and not too many grapes. Is that correct?
It's a possibility, Blake. Have you had just real luxurious foliage growth since you do use the chicken manure?
That's possible. So I guess my question would be that was 2 years ago. how long would that that manure, the chicken manure, how long would that before it's sort of used, lost its, you know, its fertilizing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a long-term problem, really. What else have you used as far as soil amendments and fertilizers besides the chicken manure?
Absolutely nothing.
That's all you've done? Well, chicken manure, chicken manure is a hot fertilizer, and it really has a lot of nitrogen, you know, for an organic fertilizer, and it can push that foliage along and create a situation where more energy is going into the stems and foliage than into the fruit. You might want to take a look at the other amendments that I recommend, things like rock minerals, like azomite and lava sand and granite sand, things like that, and also dry molasses and whole ground cornmeal. In other words, things that will kind of neutralize that relatively high nitrogen organic fertilizer that you've used. And I think that'll balance things out and you'll get back to where you you want to be. The liquid product that I recommend all the time is called Garrett Juice. Garrett Juice you can make yourself. The formula is on the website on dirtdoctor.com. And using it as a foliar spray and also a drench in your soil will also help by providing some phosphorus and potassium and other trace minerals and everything, and again, kind of balance out the nutrient intake that you're getting on the plants.
Okay, well, I'll take your advice and try to do a little, and keep your fingers crossed, please, and we'll see what happens after I, you know, possibly repair or enhance the soil. Basically, I'm like a general manager, not a detail kind of guy. And so the vines were planted. I didn't know that they don't like hard soil.
Right.
And so when I dug down a really good size hole, my soil at the top has 3 or 4 inches or 5 inches of topsoil, and then a mixture of some sand, and then a hard area about 2 feet down in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I did try to do my best by chopping up that hard area
and
adding some regular sand in hopes that the, that the roots, and I don't know if they're aggressive roots, I would assume they are, the vines, you know, a grapevine has an aggressive root that can travel pretty good and break through things. But I'll take your advice. I was very disappointed, and hopefully this year with that little bit of soil treatment, and if I had to pick one item, what would it be to help the soil?
Well, to go along with your chicken manure, that is real high nitrogen. It probably also has phosphorus and potassium in it in pretty good levels. I think, like I mentioned, the rock minerals like azomite, you know, might be one of the best things to help neutralize and balance out what you've got going, maybe as well as anything. Also, some corn products. If you put whole ground cornmeal in, it's going to help you with disease control, and it's also going to help soften the soil quite a bit. So I think three things, the Garrett juice, the cornmeal, and the azomite might be things you look at. And you don't have to do them all at one time. Do one at a time, and it would just make the soil better with each application. Keep some mulch on the soil. Keep it covered so it stays moist right on the surface, and I think you'll get your grapes producing like you want without any trouble.
Okay, and then how do you spell azomite?
Azomite, and it's available commercially all over the country. Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, and have a great day.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, it's a good one. It's a natural material. It's volcanic in the beginning. All the rock minerals that I recommend started out from volcanic activity, and that's for one of the reasons why they work so well. They were exposed to this intense heat at some point, and that creates the paramagnetism and all that. But azomite is a naturally mined material and is loaded with trace minerals and all kinds of buffering power. And I think in the case we were dealing with there, it might be one of the best choices, best ways to go. Here's Mary in Arlington. Let's see what she's up to. Hey, Mary.
Morning, Howard. Hey, I can't remember what you said before, how to prevent the grasshoppers. I had pretty bad problem with them last year in the yard, and I sprayed them with the spinosad soap.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, it really creeped me out because they look at me and they almost seem like a sentient creature.
Yeah, they're a little different. They're different insects in that most insects we deal with, we're dealing with why they were there. You know, there's a stress in the plant that actually encourages the insects to come in and take the plant out. Grasshoppers and locusts are kind of in a category of their own. They just kind of wipe out whatever's in their way. It doesn't mm-hmm. it doesn't really relate to that stressed situation as much. But the spinosad soap kills them well. What you want to do as a preventative is sometime pretty soon get the products ordered so you're ready to put out Nolo bait. Nolo bait is Nosema locusti, and that is a biological that will attack and kill the young grasshoppers in the ground. Now, that's not going to help you with the grasshoppers that fly in big clouds, you know, from somewhere else. But the ones that actually develop on your property, the Nolo bait will do more good than anything. We have a listener that reports in from time to time, and he uses a combination of the Nosema locusti and beneficial nematodes early in the year.
Yeah, I put those out every year for the fleas.
Well, they'll help with the grasshoppers some too, especially if you use them with the Nolo bait or any of the products that contain Nosema.
Well, how does the Nolo bait get applied?
It's a dry product. You put it out and water it in.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I can get that from the feed store?
Well, some of the feed stores and garden centers might have it. If the worst comes to worst, you just have to go to dirtdoctor.com and go to the part of the library that is beneficial insects.
Mm-hmm.
And in that area, it'll tell you the insectaries that sell beneficials, and they almost all will sell Nosema locusti. Now, a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago at least, there was a shortage of it. I'm not sure what happened. So you may have to call around just a little bit if the first people you call don't have it in stock. But I think it's pretty much back and available nowadays.
Well, I'm going to try to get it because it was like being in the Twilight Zone. It was creepy.
Yeah, it'll help. It works great.
Okay, thanks a million.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Well, let me see. What did I not catch up on? Well, let me tell you about one thing. There's something really cool going on related to the greenhouse kits by Remington. You've heard me talk about them. It's a new sponsor we've had for a few weeks and all. And we're going to have a demonstration one at our office, and I'll set it up and do photographs for you and show you the whole thing about all the different kinds of things I'm going to be using it for and experimenting with and everything. But they also, the owner is also interested, after talking to him last week on this, making a composter like the Shepherd composter. You know, we talked last week about it not being available anymore. Well, I've come up with a design idea that will make it even better. And the greenhouse kits by Remington are the people who are interested in making it part of the greenhouse or separate, either one. I'll keep you posted on that. It's going to be great. But their greenhouses are terrific. Right now they have two sizes, 10 by 10 or 10 by 20. Easy to install. Financing is available if you need that. You can give them a call at 214-542-7711 or go to their website, which is mygreenhousekit.com. Mygreenhousekit.com. Okay. But I'm pretty fired up about the shepherd being back again. I have two shepherd ones from the past, shepherd composters from the past, and we put everything, all the residue from the garden and the landscaping and everything into them, and the shepherd is designed to be a little bit under 4x4x3 feet tall. My idea is to make it just a little bit bigger now, make it a full 4x4x3, maybe even a hair bigger. Still have it be able to fold by the edges being connected. I've got a different idea on how to do that than the shepherd was. The shepherd one had a little bit of a problem there. But anyway, they're very easy to maintain. Once you have the residue in the composter for a while, you simply have somebody on each side and lift it up, move it to the new location, set it back down, throw the composting material into the composter in the new location, and that's all of the turning that you need to do. Very, very easy to do. Some of the big commercial gardens, the community gardens that have big compost operations, they use batteries of these kinds of composters, and they work really, really well. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Remington Greenhouse Kits are great for all-season gardening, winter protection, storage, growing fresh vegetables, and saving money by starting seedlings. It's a premium USA-manufactured steel tubing product, high-end UV polyethylene greenhouses in two sizes, 10x10 or 10x20, easy installation and financing available. For more information, call 888-978-2578 or mygreenhousekit.com.
Azovite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving germination, root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azovite improves the nutrient density of your fruits and vegetables. Azovite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, trees, and food crops. Call Mike at 301-219-7540 to find a store in your area or go to azomitetexas.com. That's 301-219-7540 or azomitetexas.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Medina's family of all-natural gardening products includes a household must, biological odor control. It removes odors from kitchens, bathrooms, closets, pet areas, trash pails, carpets, sinks, anywhere odors persist. Medina's biological odor control balances microbial activity to stop odors and keep them from returning. No perfumes or masking agents, and it's 100% environmentally safe with no toxic chemicals. Medina's biological odor control is the answer to any smell you might want to remove. So go odor-free with Medina's biological odor control. Available at most garden centers and home improvement stores. Visit MedinaAg.com to learn more about Medina's family of all-natural lawn and garden products and household musts. That's MedinaAg.com. Medina, organic before organic was cool, celebrating 60 years.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, the birds beat me back in. Howard back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's see. Barry, you'll be next. Hang on just a minute. There are some really bad gardening books out there. I have some good ones, and it's real easy to tell the difference. If a gardening book that you have or you're thinking about recommends Roundup and 2,4-D and 7 and high nitrogen salt fertilizers, it's a bad book, a really bad book, because you know that's the most important things to learn from a gardening book is how to avoid that stuff. Because those things are detrimental to the soil, they're detrimental to the air, they're detrimental to the water, they're detrimental to your plants and to your pets and to the wildlife and to you. So stick with gardening books, and there's plenty of them out there. All of mine are in that category, all 15 of them recommending the natural organic techniques and can help you very specifically. All my different books cover the different subjects, but they are 100% natural, organic. You can find out about my books right on dirtdoctor.com, the red button at the top of the page that says buy books, art, and classes. You can learn about the classes, my art, and the books right there. Also on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com is where you can learn how to get the free newsletter and join everybody there. Get the you can join the Organic Club of America, the membership area, and all the other things that we do. It all starts right there on that homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And as promised, here's Barry calling from Dallas. Hey, Barry.
Hello, Howard. I've got in there, and for starting, I think you started this natural revolution here in the North Texas area, and we really appreciate the fact that you're doing this.
My pleasure.
I've got six six huge pecan trees in my yard. The house was built around them in 1960, and they were huge back then. I got pictures of them.
Okay.
One of them has a hole in it. It looks like a branch must have broken off some time ago. And it's got about a 3-inch hole in it. It's got some growth around it. It looks like it's trying to heal, but there's animals going in and out. The reason I noticed it is because there's a bunch of white stuff dripping down the side of the tree. It looks like fungus or something, probably from poop from the animals. So I climbed up there. There's a pecan in there. There's some maybe bedding, a lot of poop in there. So there's animals in there. So I need to know, do I need to, like, spray water up in there and try and get whatever's in there out? And then how do I patch it, or what do I do about it?
Well, I'm glad you're concerned, and I'm glad you called me about it, Barry, because the handling, the management of cavities in trees is very simple. The tree has the ability to back in that cavity. The wall that is in there is created by the tree to be a barrier, and it keeps water, animal poop, acorns, leaves, debris, whatever, from becoming a problem. They basically it just has formed a container there. And a lot of people think that if they fill it with concrete or foam or they dig it out or something, they'll do more good. You actually do damage that way because you have a high chance of injuring that protective barrier and the decay going on in farther into the tree. You see what I mean? So the best thing to do is just leave it open, even if it holds water and debris, and don't do anything other than just keep the tree healthy with the natural organic program, keep the flare exposed, and that cavity will continue to callus over. That outside rolling edge will continue to grow and finally seal it all off at some point. But in the meantime, you don't need to worry about it at all. You know what the most common cause of cavities in a tree is?
No, what's that?
It's pruning incorrectly. It's pruning a limb away and making a flush cut. In other words, cutting the protective barriers of the tree. It's called the branch collar. Cutting that away and making a flush cut will 95% of the time create a cavity long term. But if the tree's healthy, the tree will handle a cavity without any problem at all. You may not like the way it looks, but it's not any problem at all.
I'm more worried about the health of the tree. So even if there's animals going in there, I don't know if it's like roof rats or we got a gazillion squirrels around here, but it looks kind of small for a squirrel nest. Even if there's animals going in there, I should still leave it, just leave it alone?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it at all. It just gives them a place to hang out.
All right. Well, that's easy. I can do that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm good at doing nothing. All right, Howard. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Let's see what Nicholas, Fortuna, California, is up to. Hey, Nicholas. Nicholas, are you there? Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's put him back on hold because we got to take a break anyway. It is time for that to happen. Nicholas and Mary, y'all will be next up when I come back. Telephone number to be with me when you hear anybody hang up is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Again, that magical thing right at the top of the page, that red button that says buy books, art, and classes. That'll tell you how to buy good quality books on gardening and also the art that I do. I think you'll if not be amused, not want to buy any of it, you'll at least be amused. I do some pretty wild and crazy things. And the classes, both the big 15-chapter class and the sick tree treatment, both right under that red button. I'll be back.